own hearts always be pleasing and always be acceptable unto you, for you are my Lord, you are my rock, and you are my gracious and holy Redeemer. Amen. Wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. There is always something charming about the treasures that we keep. I think the treasures that we keep is a living history of time well spent with loved ones. And so if one's life can be treasured by the number of the refrigerator magnets that I have, I am truly rich. Do you have refrigerator magnets in all the places that you have been? Just this past week, I walked through a second chance store. It's a beautiful, quaint little store. Because I was just looking for a book that someone has given away. I'm just looking for an inexpensive book that I need to look at. I don't want to spend that much, so I just went to this second chance store. And when I browsed through the store, I realized that there were many mementos of travel, adventure, ordinary lives. There is that familiar smell of treasures that were in that store. I wonder, as I was looking around, how many stories each item hold, especially those crafted with tenderness, given away, and then given for other people to enjoy. We have many treasures, the treasures that we keep, the treasures that we hold. You know, I realize that there are many storage places around this area. If you go around Roselle Road, you'll probably come across a couple of storage places. And when I look at the internet about mission statement, do you know that these storage places have their own mission statement? One of them says, "We provide much more than safe, clean storage space for our customers. It is temperature controlled." Can you imagine that? That's a mission statement. "We provide storage solutions that will relieve stress and worry. We provide customers consistently high value today. We create ambassadors for customers and neighbors who will claim our brand to families and friends." You're talking about storage places, right? But this is the mission statement. So we really value the treasures that we keep. And as I was thinking about these storage places, how come these storage places have mission statement and our mission statements sometimes get tucked away and we take them out only when it is convenient for us? Jesus said, "Wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And of course, Jesus was talking about in a small village where every possession is of great value. Was it an oil lamp that is part of their treasure so that people can find their way when it is dark? Was it a piece of jewelry, a heirloom that someone has given away to be passed on from one generation or another? Or was the treasure something that will tap into our inner reserve, like a spiritual gift, a spiritual resource from God? The scripture also say that we have this treasure in clay, in earthen vessels. We know what it is. That means it is something sturdy. It is something durable. But the reality is these treasure vessels in clay are going to be broken. But Jesus said, "What I am giving you is a spiritual treasure that will last for eternity." And so in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus speaks in terms of another realm, the spiritual longing for God. And I think this is where we are today, the spiritual realm where the relationship are nurtured, where the relationship are cherished and stored. You see, Jesus was really not against treasure. But what Jesus is saying, what we do with our treasures is consistent with our own faith in God. And so the invitation really in the scripture where it says, store up treasures that will not, what, rust, that will not be consumed, is really an invitation to experience the marks of our own faith. For example, if you leave the church today, and if you go on the other side of the building, you'll see a bulletin board, and the bulletin board has many descriptions of the many ways in which you can serve the church. It is just who we are. We are a people committed to service. That is our treasure. A commitment to serve, a commitment to give to our church. You see, the faith of giving is not a franchise faith. Our church is unique in many essence and in many aspects. You know, if you travel to another place, and if you are hungry, you're not going to go to Sonic's, right? Is there a Sonic's around here? Oh, okay, I'm sorry, but they're going to be mad at me then. If you're traveling somewhere else, you are not going to go to Sonic, especially if the place in which you are going is going to offer a lot of different varieties of good and life-sustaining food. It's the same thing with our church. Our faith in God is not a franchise faith. Our faith in God is unique with imagination, with dreams. It is beautiful in all of its diversity. Our faith in God invites us to take a step of faith and a leap of faith. Because when we talk about stewardship, stewardship is something sustainable. It's something beautiful. It is something joyful. Stewardship is not what we do for ourselves, but rather stewardship is something that we do for God and for other people. Wherever your treasure is, and I think it's very beautiful, there your heart will be also. I know you're wondering what's in this thing right here. I know. And so, do you still have this? Some of you still playing music with this? It says, if you can play this, it's probably time for a change. And so what I was thinking of in terms of our stewardship in our commitment, if you are still playing this, I think you need to step up. To find an investment in the future, in what God can do. I think Jack still has one, right, Jack? Do you want one? Or maybe some of you have got 8 tracks. You know 8 tracks? Who's got 8 tracks? Lee? 8 tracks? No. All right. But thanks be to God. For your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen.